Madam Chair, members of the committee, the alternate, the Sacco 101B phases in a new permit and training requirements for Class 1 and Class 3 all-terrain vehicle operators, beginning with those under the age of 16 in 2009, similar to what we did with the Marine Board on boating safety. It's been modeled after that program. It also provides exemption for riders age 16 or older with at least 5 years' experience that passes an equivalency exam, requires operators of ATVs under the age of 16 to be supervised by an adult with an operating permit, clarifies that supervision means being able to immediately offer assistance and direction, creates the offense a Class C traffic violation of endangering a Class 1 ATV operator for a parent, legal guardian, or person legally responsible for a child's safety if a child under 16 operates the vehicle in violation of the requirements, raises the age of the child from 12 to 16 for the existing offense of endangering a Class 3 ATV operator, applies requirements and restrictions to use on public lands, including private lands that are Class 3 ATV operator, applies requirements and restrictions to use on public lands, including private lands that are open to the public as a result of funding from the ATV account, requires Class 1 ATV operators to ride on appropriately sized ATVs, meeting rider fit guidelines to be set by the Department of Parks and Recreation, and allows use of the ATV allocation account for law enforcement activities outside of designated ATV recreation areas, requires ATV operators under 18 years of age to fasten the chin strap when wearing required helmet, exempts from the ATV requirements all terrain vehicles used exclusively in farming, agriculture, forestry, nursery, or Christmas tree growing operations and being used on land owned or leased by owner of the vehicle. This bill, Madam Chair, members of the committee, or Mr. Chair and members of the committee, has been through the House Policy Committee and the Senate Policy Committee, is here in Ways and Means to consider it for the fiscal impact and to make a slight amendment, which is attached to the papers at your place, which clarifies the department's authority in entering into agreements for law enforcement activities, and those are the B-10 amendments.
Any questions for Mr. Senator Metzger? Before Senator Metzger begins to speak, I'll say Senator Metzger was good enough to keep this bill alive. This is actually not my bill. This is State Parks' bill. But actually, this is the bill everybody agrees upon, so I'll just turn it over to Senator Metzger.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Rick Metzger, State Senator, District 26, and I will be brief. I did want to just come before the committee today, actually to praise the great work of Senator Devlin, Senator Bates, and the citizen advocates on both sides of this issue when we first started hearings in the Senate in January. It was rather contentious. The one thing that we did learn right away is that there was a universal feeling that there was some serious issues, and it was just, you know, how do we approach them? And because of the, I think the tenacity of all people involved to try to find some measures of safety and then and using the expertise of those who actually participate in these sports together to help address that, I think I commented at the time it was probably the perfect example of citizen involvement in the legislative process to come up with something that works, educating us as legislators who don't know all the details. We just know we're trying to remedy a problem, but actually listening to people who share that concern but respectfully have a different approach. Senate Bill 101 is the compilation of that work, and where we brought all the different advocates from both sides together in agreement that this is a good first step to help ensure safety and allow people to continue to enjoy this sport, but in a safer environment. And it came out, as you know, overwhelmingly in the Senate and universally out of our committee before that. I think it was a great work. It's a great example of the legislative process. Certainly highly recommend the funding of this program and the great work that went into it, probably more so than, with maybe one other exception, any bill that we had in business and transportation this session. So I just commend it to you. A lot of good work has been gone into it, and it's got universal support, and I think that's the way the process should work.
Any Questions for Senator Metzger?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What was the vote in the Senate?
Oh, you're trying to act your mind. Was there any dissenters? I don't know that it was either no dissent or, you know, it might have been a vote no. I know it was universal out of the committee with Senator Larry George, Senator Starr, and myself, and Senator Deckard, and Senator Mona Sanderson, and it was either unanimous or almost unanimous out of the Senate. I don't know if you had it.
I believe it was probably in the neighborhood of 22-7 or something like that.
It was a very strong vote in the Senate.
And Senator Metzger, one of the things, too, about this is I think that it's kind of an interesting scenario in which you have some of the most contentious legislation in the session in terms of number of emails, number of calls. I know that you had to, and your staff had to, to basically, how would I say this? I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say this. Let's say your staff had to process somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 300 to 500 emails, several hundred calls.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dent.
As did my staff, as did Senator Bates' staff. And in the end, actually, after all this work, and I should give a lot of credit to both Anna Haley, my chief of staff, and Patrick Mulligan, who's sitting here, who worked with a lot of the ATV user groups, we came to agreement on a bill that everybody wants. In fact, if she wasn't on vacation, Ms. Mitten would be here probably sitting next, as she did in the last committee, sitting next to me, saying what a great bill this was. Now, I know that for some people it's not strong enough in terms of how it addresses some of the issues around ATVs, but I do think it's actually a very good piece of legislation because by providing the training, particularly now that we're talking about training that will be probably hands-on for younger children, and by the proper size and fit standards, which I always have to say this on the record because I promised people I would say this. Proper size and fit basically means that the rider of the vehicle can basically operate the controls of the vehicle. They can operate they can steer the vehicle, they can brake the vehicle, etc. It does not have any relationship to the CC, the size of the engine. It does not have any relationship to the weight of the vehicle or the speed of the vehicle. It's basically simply that they are of a size adequate enough to operate the vehicle that they are operating. Are there any additional questions about the bill? Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Sure.
We're not in work session, but...
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you opened it. Okay.
It's only scheduled for a work session. So,
okay.
Mr. Chair, I move the... What is it? The dash 10 amendments to Senate Bill 101B.
Okay. The dash 10 amendments have been moved. Any discussion of the dash 10 amendments? Any objections to the dash 10? Okay. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 101B as amended with the dash 10 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. It's been moved to move Senate Bill 101 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay. You will probably see these when it comes to the floor, but I just wanted to put on the record we have letters here from the Specialty Vehicle Institute of America, the Trade Association for ATV Manufacturers, basically in support, and one from the American Motorcyclists Association, which is associated with the All-Terrain Vehicle Association, in support of the legislation. Any objections to the motion? Motion carries. I will carry to the full. Senator Metzger doesn't know this, but he will carry to the senator from the Senate floor. And Representative Nolan will carry to the House floor.
That's what happens when you're not here.
Did you just do the amendments, or do you do the bill?
He did the bill.
Oh, he did vote.
Yeah.
He just didn't do a roll call vote. He just asked if there were any objections.
And I will open now a work session on Senate Bill.
We need
bill.
To close that work session first.
Okay, close. I will open a work session on Senate Bill 29.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 29 increases the percentage of monies distributed for maintenance of county parks from 30% to 40% of the monies transferred to the Parks Department from recreational vehicle registration fees. We had a public hearing on this bill a few weeks ago in this committee. We have an amendment today. It's the dash 2, which is in front of you, which changes that percentage from 40% down to 35% increase and puts a actually, there's a double amendment here. There's a 35%, which lasts until June 30th of 2015, and then there is a second amendment within this that changes it back to 30% on July 1st of 2015. So it reverts back to the original about the same time that the lottery vote goes to the You also have the fiscal impact on the 35%, which is a reduction of $1.3 million in 07-09 for the parks. But that money will then turn around and be distributed to the counties, and $1.7 million in 09-11 and there on out about that amount.
For the record, I'd like to indicate there have been a lot of discussions between state parks and the counties on this, and also with the co-chairs and myself. We came to basically an understanding of rather than the 40-60, to basically split it down the middle, so it's 35-65. I knew that there were people on the committee that both supported and opposed the previous version. So, and the other thing that we did also was because of the testimony that we had that State Parks isn't really, in a sense, guaranteed long-term, that they will have the 66 funds, that at the current expiration of the 66 funds, it will revert back to the old formula. And so that's basically what we have before us. Also, there will be adjustments necessary in State Parks' budget, and we do have dollars available because we did not allocate all the $66 that came in the May forecast to make up for the loss of the approximately slightly more than $1 million here. So, Madam Vice Chair, to you.
Mr. Chair, I will move the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 29. I'll move adoption of the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 29.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the dash 2s? Yes, Representative Burley.
Mr. Chair, I've been struggling with this bill for a number of reasons, one of which is that the counties and the State Parks and Recreation Department have the opportunity, as we heard in testimony on other bills, where the State Department can, under contract, manage the county parks. But the other reason I'm really struggling with this is I'm very, very, very upset about the whole situation with the Secure Rural Schools Act and the lack of timber dollars from federal lands. And frankly, with the fact that the counties have known for years that those funds were going to be sunset, and they did nothing. And now all of a sudden they're here with their hand out asking for money. And that upsets me. But given the way this amendment's drafted and the fact that it's 35-65 and that sunsets at a certain point, I'll support this. But I just want to go on record saying I'm very upset about this situation. I think it's a terrible, terrible situation. And we're all at fault. We need to do something about it, but not band-aid stopgap measures like this.
I actually concur with you. To me, in a sense, it's hardly even a band-aid. It's like what's the thing that they used to spray on cuts? Okay, vaccine.
A barrier.
Okay. Any additional discussion of the amendment? Any objections to the amendment? Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption, move Senate Bill 29 as amended with the dash twos to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Any discussion of the motion? Any objections to the motion? Motion passes. I'll close the work session.
Eight carriers.
Yeah. Senator Nelson, would you feel comfortable carrying to the full? Senator Schrader will carry to the Senate floor. And
yes, not at all.
Hey, why not?
You're getting volunteered all the way down the line. They're going like this. Representative Clem will carry to the House floor. Members of the committee, tomorrow we have currently posted two items. That will be changed, and we will have only one item on the agenda. OASIS will be scheduled next week. I believe currently, potentially, probably Tuesday.
Correct. So what's the bill we're hearing tomorrow, then?
It's relating to energy.
And that one still that one stays. It's 576.
No, it's next the other week. One. It's the House bill. Any additional thing for the good of the order? With that, we are adjourned until tomorrow morning.